Welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the latest news, however small it is, this week. I'm your host, Quentin Phillipson, and with me is my co-host, who just found out about the coronavirus on our last podcast, live on air, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing okay, even though I'm not a fan of the fake news, you know.
Fake news.
Yeah, not a fan of that. But, you know, overall, doing good. Survived coronavirus so far. Let's not jump ahead of ourselves, but I've survived it so far.
Yeah, way to, like, call this early. This is just the start of the coronavirus. We haven't even reached its peak yet. Next week, we'll only have one host.
Oh, God. Who's it going to be?
Yeah, that's the big question. We'll find out next podcast.
Find out next week which podcaster survived.
Yeah, it'll be like Survivor, but really Survivor.
Yeah, I mean.
So, anything new going on in your life since you're, you know, locked down? Maybe not much has happened.
Well, to be fair, I'm not in much of a lockdown. Let's be honest here, because I still have to work. And so, if you still have to work, there's really no such thing as a lockdown. But, you know, building hours have changed at my work. So basically, the entire work shift, the building is closed now. And that's going to be really fun if you don't see the quotation marks.
Yeah, it's not much of a lockdown for me either. Even though I work in an office, everyone else in the office gets to work at home. But because nobody gives a crap about me or anyone in our section, we still have to go into the office. We could work at home. Theoretically, we genuinely could work at home. They could just move the software to my computer and I would be good to go. But they just don't care. They don't care if I catch the coronavirus. They're pretty much like, you are not important to the field, so you can come in.
You are expendable. Come on in.
Exactly. Someone from work told me, I asked my manager, how come operations still has to come in and work in the office when they could work at home? And they just said, yeah, they're not important enough. They're it's okay if they catch the coronavirus. So thank you, fam.
Yeah, fam, you got this, fam.
I hope they do catch the coronavirus and I'll lick all of their keyboards.
They're gonna lick all their keyboards?
Yeah, so when they come back and they think it's gone, they'll get my revenge. That's how I'll quit. Yeah. I'll just lick my boss's keyboard after I have the coronavirus.
I need to come with you so I can record, post it on the internet, and then we start a new challenge of keyboard licking.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be discussing my story on the news podcast next week. But yeah, that'll be my form of two-week notice. I'll be like, here's my two-week notice, just licks the mouse, walks away. It'll work out very well for me, I'm sure.
I have such a better plan for my last day of work.
What's that?
So at my current job, there's this daycare. And inside the daycare, there's this tiny little toilet, just the tiniest little toilet you can imagine. And I thought it'd be the funniest thing that on my last day of work, now granted, it has to be a night shift, but on my last day of work, I'm going to leave a man-sized poo in a tiny toilet. Classy.
That's good. And then when we try to apply for new jobs, will it just be known as the guy that pooed in a toilet and the guy that licked a keyboard mouse? Yeah, nothing else really going around. The gym is closed, so I literally have nothing to do now except watch movies at this point.
I mean, you got that email to be able to do workouts at home.
Yeah, they sent us an email that had links for us to do some virtual fitness routines, and me and my roommates were joking how we should just have like the four of us have like yoga mats out for all of us, so we just do like a workout center together.
start your own workout center. I love it. Where do I join, and how much is the entrance fee?
Yeah, we were saying how we should just start giving out flyers and just offer people to join our workout routine. It'll be fun.
Hey, I mean, I'm down. I got a car. I need a workout. Let's go.
That's pretty much living life in 2020 now. Just everybody's stuck in their houses unless your work hates you, then you have to go out for work. But, you know, other than that, it's been pretty chill. We don't have much stories because of it. There's no Florida man stories because they are stuck at home. There's no crazy celebrity feuds going on because they're all stuck at home. Pretty much nothing's happening because we're all just stuck here.
Yeah, for the most part, it's at home and then at work, and then that's it.
Yeah, so nothing really going on with stories here. I do think the biggest story, maybe it's because it's the two of us and we like film, but it's gonna come from all the movies that are in theaters right now moving to VOD.
It's obviously it's a great opportunity for us to watch movies without having to go to the theater, but at the same time, they really, really, really want to drive your bank. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, which it is quite a bit of money, but you could theoretically get a bunch of people to come over, pay like $2 each, and if you have like 10 people there, then it'd be pretty cheap. But everyone's stuck at home, so that's not really gonna happen. I guess best case scenario would be me and my three roommates each pay $5 and then we could watch a movie together. But for $20, you could just wait 3, 4 months and you can buy the movie for that price.
I honestly, I'd be down for a movie night to watch The Invisible Man.
Yeah, Invisible Man's definitely the movie I'm most looking forward to on this list and just as a whole, just based on all the hype it's been getting. I'm really excited to check it out. But yeah, there's The Way Back, I Still Believe, Bloodshot, Birds of Prey, Emma, The Hunt, The Invisible Man. I feel like I'm missing something, but I believe those are all the movies at this moment that are going to be going on VOD because they were originally in theaters. And you know, probably didn't do the best in theaters. So yeah, we're gonna be
Yeah.
getting them on VOD, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, I took a look at the box office numbers, and you know, want to know how much yesterday's top grossing film made yesterday?
How much?
A solid $61,000.
61,000? That's pretty good.
Well, put that in perspective, the top dailies are making normally a little over $1 million, sometimes even more per day. So 61,000 is like a significant drop.
Never mind. I was thinking million. Yeah, no, 61,000 is crazy.
61 million.
Yeah, I was like 61 million. That's pretty dang
That
good.
would be a little over the top.
Yeah. Well, 61 million, that's how much Onward made its opening week, correct? Yeah. So I thought it was 61 million. That's really good. But okay. Gotcha. Thousand. No, yeah, no, that's crazy.
You know, it would be such a travesty though if Jordan Peele's The Candyman got moved back.
Well, he didn't direct it, so it's not really Jordan Peele's. He just produced it.
But I mean, it looks good.
Yeah, I'm not too excited for it, but I'm optimistic just because he did produce it and it looks like he was a pretty important producer for the film. The only reason why I want to watch his movie is because Peele is involved, so
And when
hopefully it's
Peele's
good.
involved in horror, it normally ends up pretty good.
Yeah, if he directed it, I would have been fully on board. That's all it takes. If I see his name beside director status. But
Yeah.
yeah, he is a producer. I did hear that he was pretty involved, so
Yeah,
it should
it's
be
like
good.
it's always very iffy to go off production.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm not too hyped, because still he's a producer. If he was really involved, he would also be a director, so it's hard to go off of just producer. But it could be good. When's it supposed to come out?
It's supposed to come out June 12th, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's still time. That's not bad.
It's got some time. It's got some time.
Okay. Yeah.
Thankfully, it's got some time.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully it's still there. 'Cause that'd be a good June movie. So yeah, we have all these movies coming out to VOD, which is a pretty big deal 'cause that's the first time I think in history we are watching movies that are theatrical films, not in theaters at the moment because of the whole coronavirus. So, definitely becoming a pretty big deal. And yeah, it's because of the box office, which also leads to Disney. Disney Plus has been pretty slow, nothing that great. They had Stargirl that was out a week or two ago, and I gotta say, that movie sucked. So,
gave it 3 stars.
did I give it three?
You gave it 3.5.
I did not. You're wrong. I think I gave it two, maybe 2.5. Yeah, you mute. Well, we both have Letterboxd, so we give everything stars. Want to know how much I gave it, Alex?
You gave it 1.5 stars.
Yeah, I gave Star Girl 1.5. There was no way I gave that 3.5. That movie sucked. Yeah, 1.5. Perfect ranking.
To be fair, guys, I did him a favor and got him to watch Good Time.
Yeah, Star Girl was not a good time. Star Girl was, I don't know. I think I missed it. I think I did not understand what the movie was supposed to be because I was confused at what the point was. It's based off a book, so maybe if you read the book, you would have liked it. I'm not smart enough. I don't read, so I have no idea.
Otherwise, don't go and hunt it down, is what you're saying.
Right. But if you do have Disney Plus, ignore Stargirl, because that sucks. But Frozen 2 is already out 3 months earlier than it should have been due to the coronavirus. They released it early for us. And Onward, which was released in theaters only a few weeks ago, is now coming out on Disney Plus on April 3rd.
Wow.
It was
So
supposed to still be in theaters on April 3rd, and we're getting it on Disney Plus.
it's probably a good time to go renew your Disney Plus membership, is what you're saying.
If you are asking me, 100%, because as I said last podcast, I saw Onward a week ago, and it's my favorite Pixar film since Toy Story 3, which was in 2009. So the best Pixar film in the last 10 years, in my opinion.
Was
And
Toy
it's
Story 3 really 2009? Oh, wow.
maybe 2010. Actually, I'm pretty sure it's 2010 because I think Up was 2009.
All right. Well, I have the correct answer for you.
What is
Are
it?
you ready?
I'm ready to be wrong.
It's 2010.
Okay, cool. I was right. Yeah. And obviously, Up and Toy Story 3 were both definitely better than Onward. The 2000s, Onward doesn't touch those. Those are the greatest Pixar films, greatest animated films ever. But after 2010, in my opinion, Onward is the best Pixar film.
Wow.
And
Well, there you go, guys.
yeah,
High onward praise.
yeah, and I said that a week ago, and I was just thinking today, I was like, man, when I found out that Onward is now coming out on Disney Plus, I got excited because I want to watch it again. I saw it a week ago and I want to see it again because it's just a really fun film. I love it. So if you haven't seen Onward yet, now's the perfect time to, log into your Disney Plus account, blow the dust off of it since Mandalorian's been done for a while. Just turn your account back on since it's probably been off for 3 months now and watch Onward because this is going to be exciting.
There we
It's,
go.
yeah, and Frozen 2 is out already. And if you listen to our ranked 2019 movie podcast, we're all pretty good Frozen 2 fans. Not as big as Tristan, obviously, but we're.
Tristan's gonna be up on that movie pretty quick.
Yeah, I messaged Tristan when they announced Frozen 2 is on Disney Plus, which is already out now. So I messaged him. I was like, yeah, Frozen 2 is going to be out in a few days and on Disney Plus. And Tristan was like, thank fucking God. Yeah, two good Disney movies finally coming out on Disney Plus. Who would have thought?
Yeah, I don't not like Frozen 2. It's just I thought there were so many better movies in 2019.
Yeah. Frozen 2 is great. I think I put it as my favorite. Oh no, I think it's my second favorite animated film of the year. Klaus was number one for me. But yeah, it's a great animated film. And Onward fucking destroys it. Onward was great.
Wow. Okay.
Might be too soon, but based on 2020 and just the films we have coming out this year, I think I'm pretty confident that Onward will be in my top 10 of the year.
Really?
Which I don't think is saying much. I don't think 2020 is going to be that good, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, there's still a lot of those independent movies coming.
Exactly, yeah. It's definitely A24, and I think some of the later Netflix movies might blow me out of the water.
Yeah,
But
I think Blumhouse will have a few surprises as well.
that's true. I haven't even seen Invisible Man yet, so I can't even say. Invisible Man probably will be better, just based on
Yeah.
my kind of film and the reaction to that film. I am excited to see that one.
Is no lighthouse, so no need to get confused by it.
That's right. I'm a very simple man. Invisible Man seems like it's my kind of movie. So there's a lot coming out this year. I might retract my statement about Onward, but yeah, as of now, I've seen 18 movies this year, which isn't anything crazy, but I've seen 18, and it's the only one I would consider a fantastic film.
Lame. I've seen two.
Which two? Birds of Prey, and what was the other one?
Spencer Confidential.
Spencer. Yeah, that's a good one. We're finally getting into some good films. It's just a shame. Quiet Place 2 and Mulan and all these movies are getting pushed back. Hopefully they come out in 2020, or else this is going to be quite a year.
Yeah, all them hype movies, and they're just going to be.
Yeah, and that's why I'm putting Onward in my top 10 for now, because I don't even know if these movies are coming out in 2020, Quiet Place 2, Mulan, and if that's the case, Onward might just make it, because there's not going to be much to enjoy.
Right.
Yeah. Man, what a time to be alive, Alex. What a time.
What a time.
Doesn't it get you a little excited, in like a kind of like in a cynical way that we're living through history? In 20 years' time, people are still gonna talk about the coronavirus.
How about this? When we start having kids, we tell our kids stories about the coronavirus and how it was so much worse than it actually is, and how we had to make up some crazy stories of like an apocalyptic event we survived.
I'll tell them the coronavirus was like Godzilla. It was this giant monster, and that's why we had to stay indoors, because if you left the building, it would eat you.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah. Isn't Godzilla supposed to be a symbol of a natural disaster? So, yeah. It's believable.
Yeah, I'd buy it.
I don't really have a segue for this one because we're talking about Godzilla, but
Yeah.
speaking of coronavirus, Jimmy Fallon and all the other talk show hosts, they're still doing their shows, but in their houses.
Yeah, I mean, we've done enough filler for this episode now. We've got a feature length podcast episode, so we get to the stories here. Yeah, I did notice that Jimmy Fallon was doing the Tonight Show from home, and it's great to see that his family is helping him out with that.
Yeah, I like that. I like how he has his kids involved and stuff. That's good.
Well, yeah, normally his kids aren't involved with the shooting. They're not at work, and it's awesome to see, him having some family time. I mean, who doesn't love family time?
When he first said they weren't involved in the shooting, I was like, wait, is there a shooting going on in the States? Well, what's happening?
No.
I was like, wait, what's going on? I missed this story. This is a
Guys, guys,
much bigger story.
I meant shooting of the show.
Yeah. I
Not
start putting the pieces together. At first, I thought I was missing the biggest story of the week. I was like, man.
I don't even think we'd talk about a story like that, let's be
No,
honest.
we. Yeah, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
I wouldn't touch that with a 20-foot pole.
I didn't even want to talk about the coronavirus because I thought that was too unfunny. But I realized, thanks to you, that there's no story that doesn't involve the coronavirus. So you.
That is true.
It's either we talk about the coronavirus, or we just
There's
both
nothing
jump
there.
on the podcast and say, "How's your day been?" "It's been all right. Yours? Pretty good." "All right, see you next week, guys."
Yeah, that sounds about right.
We should do that next week. It'll just be a 1-minute podcast of us just saying hi.
Hi, hi, bye, bye.
But yeah, Jimmy Fallon continuing to do his show, which, Jimmy Fallon's a good guy to keep doing the show just because, he's kind of like us, except, successful and actually makes money.
He's super awkward, but it's funny. He's
Yeah,
us,
he's
but
awkward. He makes jokes that really aren't that funny, but people laugh at it because they, feel like they need to. That's like our podcast, except he makes money off of it. So it's good that he's out there doing the Lord's work, just cheering us all up. I watched a bit of it. It's pretty good. So I'm glad that he's still out there trudging along, at least giving us some content, because, if it wasn't for him, we'd have one less story.
If it wasn't for him, we'd have one less talk show. We're losing a bunch of them, man.
And we need as much stories as possible, so I need more people to do stuff online.
Right? You know what? This is a shout out to all content creators online. Get your shit together. We need content. Do something. do some bungee jumping off the Empire State Building. I don't know, do something.
But they can't leave the house. I just need Justin Bieber to get into like a Twitter argument with someone. That's all. I'm not asking for much.
Oh, yeah, you know what? That isn't much.
No. Well, we'll do one more story here before we move on to that. And we were talking about Survivor and how that's pretty much real life right now. There is also Big Brother. We have Big Brother Germany and Big Brother Canada, who both have contestants inside the house while the coronavirus is going along. And I believe both shows, yeah, they both started recording before the coronavirus really became what it was.
Yeah.
So, everyone inside these houses have no idea about it. And they officially told the house guests this week. The people in Germany were crying and were very sad during the whole event. I don't know too much about the Canada one.
Yeah, I can talk about the Canada one
Okay,
because
perfect.
it's actually quite nice what they did.
Was it on the episode?
One of the two episodes they did do it on Big Brother Canada, and it was actually a really nice moment they had. Obviously, the Big Brother contestants were crying about it and worried about their families, and some of them had families over in Italy and whatnot. And they first came out saying this is what's going on. They said where the worst of it was, which was in China, Italy, and Iran. So they said that they had called all their families just to make sure that, everybody was fine. There wasn't anything super serious. And then Big Brother surprised all of them with letters from home. They all got their own personal letters from home, just saying that, everybody's fine and whatnot. So it was a really nice, touching kind of like house bonding moment.
Yeah, it's good that they informed them all about what was going on. So Germany and Canada Big Brother are now aware of it. And do you think now they're going to play even harder? Now they're going to strategize more. They're going to do everything they can to stay in this game, not to win the $100,000, but just to make sure they don't catch the coronavirus.
I think the $100,000 is definitely the more suitable reason, but I do like your reasoning there. It makes sense. I will give you that.
Now, what about someone like Karen? Or sorry, what's her name? Carol from
Carol.
Big Brother Canada. I don't know much about Big Brother Germany. I'm sorry, I haven't seen it. But as a Canadian, I do watch the Canadian version. And someone like Carol or any of these other older contestants, since they seem to be affected more by it, should she be trying even harder out there?
I mean, I'd hope so, but I mean, Carol is not really on anyone's chopping block at the moment, so she's got a little bit of time to coast.
Maybe that's why they told them. Maybe Big Brother Canada was like, man, these guys aren't really trying that hard. They're kind of just letting Sheldon and Brooke run the game. Maybe to light some fire under their asses, we'll tell them, hey, you leave this house, there's a disease out there. It was good that they told everyone. I think this is exactly what the show needs to make some light out of this, make sure everyone's aware of it. Especially for the time, it's good to address stuff like that. I remember in the American Big Brother, Donald Trump was elected president during the time of filming, so they told everyone in the house that he won, and that was a huge moment. So it's good for them to have things like this. Because why not? When something this crazy is happening in the real world, might as well let the people in the house know. Man, what a time to be alive.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Alex, if you were in the house, what do you think your reaction would be if they t if Arissa Cox goes, "Hey, Alex, so outside in the real world right now, there is a virus that has forced everyone to stay indoors."
I would have been like, "Well," I would have been like, "Well, it's a good thing you've isolated ourselves indoors."
I would have thought Arissa was pulling my leg. I don't think I would have believed her.
I don't know. I would have tried to make a joke out of it. Obviously, a pretty bad joke because I don't make good jokes. Come on, guys. You should know what to expect by now.
I probably would have been like, well, at least I'm getting paid to stay indoors. All these people are just doing nothing.
Hey, people are working from home.
People in Big Brother Canada are pretty much doing what we're doing right now, but they're getting paid, so they're living the best life.
That is true. I wish I was getting paid to stay at home, but no, I gotta go to work like a lame person.
So yeah, that's pretty much it. Just movies on VOD. Keep your eye on Disney Plus. I guess Jimmy Fallon, if you like that. And the Big Brother news. I recommend checking out the clips. I saw the Germany clip. That one was pretty good. I'll watch the Big Brother Canada episode where they announced it. I guess probably today I'll probably watch it. But yeah, check all that stuff out. But Alex, let's close it off with sports. What's going on there?
Yeah, oh my God, I didn't realize we were already here.
Yeah, there okay. is not that much news going on right now. Man, if only people were causing chaos during the coronavirus. It seems like everyone's behaving.
Okay, so we've got them. So obviously, besides coronavirus, this is a non-coronavirus related story. I think I deserve a round of applause for finding one.
You're lying. This is fake news.
I swear to God, this is a non-coronavirus related story.
My mind is blown. Continue.
So anyways, the only non-coronavirus related sports story this week was in the NFL, where their free agency had opened up. So a lot of players get to go sign with whoever they want to. And we had one player that was actually one superstar player that was traded from one team to another team.
Was it Antonio Brown?
It was not Antonio Brown, but this has a lot of shades of Antonio Brown, I'll say that. So anyways, the story goes that DeAndre Hopkins, superstar wide receiver that played for the Houston Texans, got traded to the Arizona Cardinals, and it was a pretty lopsided trade for the Cardinals there, I'll say that much. But anyways, this trade was later reported as being a case of wanting to get somebody out of the city that they were in, because the Houston team's head coach said in an interview that the last time that he had a meeting like this, he pulled in the receiver into a meeting to talk to him about his contract. The last time he had a meeting like that, it was very similar to Aaron Hernandez. Now, if I know, Quentin, you probably don't know who Aaron Hernandez is. But Aaron Hernandez is actually famously known. If you've been on Netflix recently, he had a Netflix special. There was a Netflix crime special that came out about him recently. Did you watch that one?
I was bored one day and I was like, okay, you know what? I've heard a lot about that documentary. So, you know, I'll watch it. I'll check it out. So I went to go check out the documentary and I went to the top 10 shows in Canada for the week. That was like a few weeks ago. And I thought up there was one was the crime documentary. I thought it was the crime documentary about Aaron Hernandez. I thought I was watching the Aaron Hernandez crime documentary that Netflix released this year, and I was watching it. And I was about episode 4 of this documentary. And I looked at it and I go, they have not once talked about the sports guy. I'm on episode 4, and I just realized I was not watching the Aaron Hernandez. And it was the trials of Gabriel Fernandez. And I just sat there thinking, get the fuck out of here. Netflix released 2 documentary series, one called Aaron Hernandez and one called Gabriel Fernandez. Get the fuck out. I was so pissed off. I was like, I thought I was watching this Aaron guy, but they both have the same last name, basically. So I was watching the wrong documentary. Now, to be fair, the Gabriel Fernandez was actually a pretty crazy documentary series, but I was still low-key pissed off that I spent all this time watching it, waiting for them to get to the sports guy. I was like, so they keep talking about this kid. Is he related to Aaron? When are they going to get to Aaron Hernandez? When are they going to get to the sports guy? But no, I realized it was just a completely different documentary. So I know who you're talking about. I'm still a little pissed off about that, though.
It's actually really funny because the Aaron Hernandez documentary is only 3 parts.
Oh, it's only 3 parts? Okay, this one's 6 episodes, I believe.
So when I heard you, by the time I was on episode 4, I was like, oh my God.
Well, we'll just clarify. I just checked here. There's 4 parts of the Gabriel Fernandez, and I was on episode 3. I stopped once I realized it wasn't the sports guy.
Oh.
So, anyways, let's talk about Aaron. What's going on with him?
Back to the story. This O'Brien, Bill O'Brien person is saying that he's never met a player like DeAndre Hopkins since Aaron Hernandez, which, of course, blew up the internet. And then it continues on from there, basically stating another reason that he was traded was because DeAndre was letting his baby mamas come to the training facility all the time with his kids, and it wasn't setting kind of like the right example with the rest of the team members. So it's very safe to say that it's a little strange that this guy gets traded from his team because he gets compared to an ex-murderer and just has his baby mamas walking around the practice facility. But I don't know. What are your thoughts on this story? Baby mamas affecting someone's career.
That's awesome. Like, in a hilarious way. Not actually awesome. That's just awesome that that exists. That's pretty great.
I never knew that was an excuse to trade somebody.
Neither did I. As someone that does not follow sports at all, I never fathomed that that could be a reason. But hey, you know what? I like it. I think they should trade people for more ridiculous reasons. I like that.
We told you to stop bringing your baby mamas around. Now we're trading you.
You chew with your mouth open whenever we go to Wendy's together. We're trading you.
Oh my god.
Like, yeah, they should just trade people for, like, as whatever petty reason they want. I like it.
You ate the last piece of cake in the fridge. You're traded.
Antonio Brown, you threw a bag of dicks at me. You're traded.
Oh, God. This is going to turn into a new trend. Like, hashtag reason I got traded. Reason I got traded. I wrote a positive review about Transformers, The Revenge of the Fallen.
Well, I was going to say, Quentin, you said Onward was the best Pixar movie of this decade. You're traded.
You say it like such a Canadian voice, too. You're traded.
Yeah, it's the same guy that trades everyone. I don't change the voice.
It's the same guy. Oh, God, I'm having too much fun with this. Anyways, that was the only really notable non-related coronavirus sports story. Everything else is coronavirus related, and I wanted to try and step away from it for a week before we go back into it.
Arissa Cox, you just told people in Big Brother about the coronavirus? You're traded.
Oh my god, this is going to turn into an on-running joke with the podcast now, isn't it?
Robert Pattinson, you're in a Batman movie without Clayface? You're traded.
Still salty about that?
Nah, I just wanted to find a reason to fit in Clayface in the podcast.
Okay.
I'm trying to cheer people up. The coronavirus going around. People want to hear about Clayface. He's the face of the podcast.
That is true. We do got to cheer people up, and I feel like people get cheered up by this podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When people hear this podcast, they just hold their breath for Clayface's name. They get all excited.
Oh, my God.
Well, that is it for this podcast. We will see you guys next week, hopefully with some more non-corona stories. But,
yeah,
you know.
And I mean, Quentin, if you find a story that, if you only use stories that are coronavirus related, you'll be traded.
Ah, shucks. Well, you know, until next week, I'll be traded. And I'm Quentin.
And I'm Alex. And you can catch me doing things to get traded for Quentin.
Oh, good. All right. Have a great week, guys. Bye.
Bye.